had the opportunity to open our third store, Atkinson Toyota South Dallas. It is a store that has been an underperforming dealership, similar to what the Bryan store was in 1999 when we bought it. So hopefully we can be at least half as successful in South Dallas as we've been in Bryan. This now gives us obviously three different dealerships, and our goal is to have, you know, 5 to 7 dealerships. South Dallas, that whole area has lots of good old Aggies there. And, you know, our name for the number of years that we've been here in Bryan, now having that name recognition in Dallas should be helpful. We took it over last week and have moved a few of our people from Bryan to the Dallas area. Darren Day is our general manager. And we are extremely excited about the opportunities. We're looking at a $6 to $7 million expansion of the facility, just a facility improvement, because it just needs a lot of help. It's an older store, been there for several years, and like I said, underperforming. So our excitement is high. It's hard for me to be in Bryan, knowing what all's going in South Dallas, but I'm spreading my time between the three stores.
As much as you want to get into the nuts and bolts of the transaction, was this something that Toyota approached you about, or how did you realize this opportunity was about?
The opportunity came our way largely because of the reputation that we've developed through these last few years in Bryan and Madisonville as an aggressive group who can take stores that are underperforming and turn them around. And I will tell you how quickly we made the decision. I was contacted at 6:30 on a Monday night. 3 days later, by 8:30 Thursday night, we had committed to buy the store. And that's very, very unusual in our business for a transaction to happen that quickly. But it was based on the opportunity that we knew was there, not on what the store had already been doing.
Also speaks to how you do business in Bryan and Madisonville.
I think you're right. I think we're seen among the Toyota world as, you know, we're pretty, not just sales efficient. We put our customers first, and our customer satisfaction scores are ranked very, very high in the nation. And traditionally we've been there. And so I think a combination of having great people, which we've been very, very fortunate in these two communities to have great people, and those people write some very, very good processes on how we do our business. And that's what's made us successful. And obviously, having Toyota product doesn't hurt either. I call it the three P's: people, processes, and product. And it's in that order. And but we're very fortunate to have great people here. And you know, we'll get the same thing happening in Dallas. And I'm sure Darren will get that thing turned around. And hopefully, it'll have that same reputation in a few years that we've had right here in Bryan and Madisonville.
Well, you'd be doing some of the same philanthropic programs in Dallas as you do here?
Absolutely. We're all about trying to give back to the community in which we do our business and the South Dallas area. In fact, we already have a gentleman on staff who part-time salesperson, part-time helping us with those what we call grassroots, where we can go out into the community like we do with It Pays to Stay, where we give away the car here for kids with perfect attendance. We'll do some of those very same things in the South Dallas area. And, in fact, we've already started visiting with the schools just in the last week.
You mentioned the promotion of Darren that also speaks highly of the people that you have. And in an industry where sometimes it's very transitory, it's nice to hear that there are opportunities for your people to grow and grow professionally.
Yeah, that's very important to us, that we grow from within our organization. Our current organization knows that we're wanting to add more stores to our lineup, and therefore that gives all of our current associates the opportunity to grow, and then we'll backfill in those positions as we, you know, replace a Darren and then replace his replacement or her replacement, that type of thing. So, I mean, we have, just in the States, we now have about 250 associates. And one big family, we're all together on the same program of trying to grow the Atkinson Toyota name here in the Texas area.
You beat me to my last question. It sounds like you're not done yet with expansion.
No, our objective, and Toyota knows this, is that we would like to have 6 to 7 Toyota dealerships in the Texas area here in the next few years. And so There's several others right now that we're already in communication with, trying to put the right deal together in the right location so that we can continue. You know, right now, it's wonderful, Bill. You advertise AtkinsonToyota.com, and once you go to the website, you pick one of the three stores. Hopefully, in the next few years, you'll be able to pick one of the six or seven stores, all under that same www.AtkinsonToyota.com.
Repo Joe going to South Dallas?
Repo Joe will make his way to South Dallas at the right time. We've got to, you know, get a staff completely built and prepared and get the inventory bought in order to have a Repo Joe sale. Darren and I were laughing about this last weekend. If we ran a Repo Joe sale now, we would run out of used cars in the first weekend, and we're going to have to get it built up.
Anything else that I've missed that be of interest not only to listeners in Bryan College Station in Madisonville, but also in your new territory?
Just the fact that we're going to work diligently to have the same successes in the community in the South Dallas area as we have in Bryan and Madisonville, Bryan College Station and Madisonville. And we'll do some of those same things that have made us successful. And again, people and processes. And we'll continue. We're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. We already know the wheel works for us. And so we'll just continue to do those same things wherever we have the opportunity to have Toyota stores here in Texas.